Okay, great. All right, so welcome to this new class of Mastering the Law of Attraction 4 weeks. Say yes if you're excited.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you're all here. Before we get started and we start going through all the stuff that we're going to go through tonight, I just want to tell you that we'll be about an hour, probably maybe a little bit less, I'm not sure. But I want to make sure before we get started, did everyone get a chance to print out your workbook?
No.
No. Who's that?
That's Rose. I'm trying to do it right now. Hopefully it'll
That's okay. You need does anyone else need help with the workbook or where to get it? Okay. Good. Rose, doesn't matter. I mean, right now we are just going to be really going up today. We're going to be going up to page 4.
Okay.
So don't worry. It's all good. And so you should have your workbook ready for you right now with a pen and a paper. Say yes if you have that.
Yes.
Awesome. Great. Okay. Somewhere on that paper, if you were in the intro call or you listened to my calls before, you will know this, that if you, on the top of your paper somewhere, please write 4*, and that is to mute yourself if you need to be muted. I like to hear you because there's going to be a lot of interaction, but just if there's going to be a lot of background noise or something, okay? So you push 4*. Capiche, everyone?
Okay.
Capiche is understand. Okay, great. All right, so we are ready. We're going to start, and great. So I want to, we're going to go over, say yes if you listen to or you on the intro call.
Yes.
Cool. Is there anyone here that wasn't on the intro call?
I wasn't on this intro call.
I wasn't either.
Okay. So the intro call, and actually, Connie, I think you've heard the intro call before, but it's very similar. So you probably know it. But what's really good is that today I'm going to repeat some of the stuff in the intro call. And the main things in the intro call we're going to touch on again, and then we're going to move forward and starting the 3-step process. Sound good, everyone?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. So we're going to talk about the law of attraction, and we're going to talk about what we're going to do in this whole series. I just want to lay it out, is that we're going to meet for three sessions, and then our final session is really going to be a kind of a wrap-up session into what you've been experiencing, what you have questions with, how to move forward with this work. Because this work, as we move go through this, this is a skill you're going to learn, and it's a skill that's deceptively simple. And as you start to learn it, I want to really, really help you, and I want to support you in making this a part of your everyday life so that you always are knowing when you are consciously creating and attracting, and then realizing when you are not doing that. Because it's so important that we know when we aren't doing it so that we know we can do it. That's a lot of contrast, which we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about that today. So let's get started. Everyone, say yes if you ever use words like or terms like out of the blue.
Yes.
Okay. Say yes if you use the word coincidence.
Yes.
Yep.
Say yes if you've ever used the word fate.
Yes.
Okay. So those words are examples of law of attraction. Now, say yes if you know anyone not doesn't have to be you, that attracts a lot of negative things into their life over and over and over.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. say yes if at some point in your life that has happened to you.
Yes.
Yes.
You too.
Yeah.
You too.
Oh, yes.
It's important.
Oh, yes.
I hear Wendy go, oh, yeah.
I can second that.
What's so wonderful about this work is to realize how negative things can happen to positive people. And it's very freeing to realize that it's not something to feel bad about. It's just something that happens. Say yes if you like taking emotional charge off of negative things happening to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Really, it's really empowering to realize, it's like, well, you know what? Some negative things have happened in my life, and I've sort of attracted some negative things, but it's nothing to make yourself feel bad or guilty about. And that's one of the things that we're going to, in this class, I'm going to bring it up quite a lot, because it's actually one of the reasons why we keep creating negative things is that we end up feeling bad about it, and we beat ourselves up. Say yes if you ever beat yourself up.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So anyway, both of those things are laws of attraction. When you say, oh, it's fate, oh, it's coincidence, that's law of attraction. And when negative things are happening to you and you don't know why, that's also law of attraction. So over this next 4 weeks, I'm going to teach you exactly what it is, and I know a lot of you have already studied Law of Attraction in different forms, or you've seen that movie. You know that movie that I'm talking about. the Secret was very, very popular, and say yes if you saw The Secret.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. And I saw The Secret too, and it really was very inspirational, and it really gets you going and gets you thinking. What the Secret doesn't help you to do, well, first of all, it's only a 2-hour movie, an hour and a half movie, so it can't help you a lot. But it can help you into understanding that you are the creator of your universe and the creator of your reality. We all know that on a certain level, but actually taking it into a level where you're using it every single day, it doesn't really teach you that. And what it really doesn't teach you is it doesn't teach you about how to get rid of or to have much less of negative vibrations. It doesn't tell you about that. The Secret always keeps saying, just keep thinking of the Porsche, keep thinking of the Porsche, keep thinking of the Porsche, keep thinking of the Porsche. If you keep thinking of the Porsche is going to be there. If you keep thinking of the Porsche is going to be there. Does that make sense, everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And many times people keep thinking of the Porsche, but it never shows up. has that happened to any of you?
Yes.
Doesn't have to be a Porsche. I obviously use Porsche because I like Porsches. But has it ever happened to you where you really focus on, and if you tried and tried and thought about it, and you made your macaroni collages and you talked about it, and it never came?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happened to me. It's happened to me. So one of the things we're going to learn that's most important is how to let go of the negative vibration that you have so that those things can come in. Does that make sense, everyone?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Good. Okay. And like I said in the intro call, you're all going to get this really good. You're going to hear my voice in your head about a lot of different things, and that's very good. It's a really good thing that you're going to hear me in your head because you're getting a lot of the information over and over and over again. And it's important that you do because we're creating a new way of being. And, you know, this way of being is a habit. It's a habit. It's a habit to start to access this power that we have, to embrace it, to live with it. It's a habit. We haven't been in the habit of doing it. So listening to these things over and over can only help you to create a foundation inside of you for that habit. so I'm going to be using accelerated learning techniques like repeating, and I'll repeat myself, and then I'll have you answer, and we're going to fill in the blanks. And the other thing that's really important is that we're going to be writing stuff down. And this this workbook that you have is really going to be your guide for the next, you know, few weeks. And it's going to help you a lot as you move through this whole process. So let me just tell you, most of you know who I am, and I just want to say it so it's on the recording. Some people that might listen to the recording in the future might not completely know who I am. So my name is Max Ryan, and I do intuitive life coaching. And my main goal with my work is really to help people move from a relationship or an orientation of fear in their life or separation and competition to an orientation in life to love and flow and peace. Because I know that our natural order of being is peaceful, loving, and flowing. Say yes if you like peaceful, loving, and flowing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Good. So that's what I do, and I do it in many different ways. And many of you have been following me for a while, and I'm so thankful for you, because without you, I couldn't do the work that I'm going to do. So let's get right into it. So what I want you to do is I want you to now open up your workbook to the very first page.
Your beautiful face?
The very first page. The beautiful face is on the cover.
Okay.
Page two, I guess. It's page two. Thank you for that, my beautiful face. I love it. Okay. So, who would like to volunteer to read the definition of law of attraction on the top? And when we talk in this class, if you could just say your name first. Who would like to volunteer to read that on the top?
I can do it if you like, Max. It's Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to, whether negative or positive.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's give her a round of applause.
Yay.
Hey, Wendy, thank you for stepping up. So this is the definition that we're going to be working with. And this definition is really, it's very basic, but it's that, you know, like I said in the intro call, that those last four words are really important. So you might want to underline, actually I want you to underline negative twice. Because, for example, many times people, like I do, I will take responsibility with law of attraction that I actually have created something when it's a positive thing, okay? For example, some of you know this, but last night I had an amazing night. Shelly met a muse of mine, Melissa Manchester, and it was a big thing. And I know that I did that. That happened for me because I literally used every step that we're talking about. And I attracted her to me. So I'm like, I'm on Facebook. Look who I met. She's amazing. I love her. It was incredible. La, la, la. And I love it. So I'm telling everyone I know how I did this, and I attracted Melissa Manchester, and la, 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 la. But I'm not always so excited about going, I've attracted a $5,000 debt. Say yes if you can relate to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we get excited to that?
Exactly. So it's important for us to understand with the law of attraction, there's no judgment. There's no judgment. Law of attraction, and we're going to come back to this at the very end, is that basically the law of attraction is you get what you vibrate. You get what you vibrate. And there is negative vibrations, and it's not our fault, but we can do something about it. There's a negative vibration in us that is putting that out, of to have debt or whatever it is. On some level, it's happening. So does that make sense, everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. So our focus is going to be about knowing if it's whether if it's negative or positive, our vibration. So let's just go down. The next thing it says, how does law of attraction work? Okay? I want you to put next to there somewhere, not in those boxes, but I want you to put I want you to put another definition is the law of vibration. Somewhere on that page, I want you to put the law of vibration. Now, the law of vibration is it's actually sort of, I say that because it's very practical for us to understand. Law of attraction is the law of vibration. And so, vibration of vibe is something that is always happening. It's always happening. So I want you to write in that very first box on the top, I want you to write vibe.
Max, hold on one sec. You mean beside the equals? Because they're not boxes on mine.
Oh, yes, you're right. It's just it's on the upper left side.
Okay.
Just write vibe.
And vibe.
And then equals a vibe. When you meet someone, you have a feeling about them. Say yes or no if that's true.
Yes.
Yes. So I want you to write vibe equals a mood or a feeling. So on that other blank, you write a mood or a feeling. So, us humans we are always constantly emitting energy. Most of you on here know that, but I need to make this really clear, is that we have a mood or a feeling. There's never a time when we don't have a mood or a feeling. Never. We might think we don't, but there is a vibration coming off of us. So, we have a vibration, a vibe or a vibration all the time. When do we have a vibration?
All the time.
All the time.
Good. We have one right now, and right now, and right now. We have one a minute ago, and we'll have one in a second. So you have it all the time, all the time. So the second thing that we need to know that that's just always happening. So on the second equals, this is just to clarify, I want you to write on the left side, you want you to write vibe. Equals vibration. It's just a shorter word, you know, it's just easier. Some people understand vibration, vibe. So a vibe is a vibration, and it's a mood or a feeling. And when do we have a mood or a feeling, everyone?
All the time.
Good. Now, right under that, it's really obvious there's a negative and a positive side. We're just going to write a few of these negative and positive vibrations because to get clear, I'm telling you, it's pretty amazing, myself included, is that friends, and the people that I work with, one of the first things that I do with people is to help them to actually discern their feelings, what is happening with them. So a feeling, another word for a feeling or a mood is a what, everyone?
A vibe.
So if you don't know your feelings, you don't know what vibe you're putting off. Make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
What I'm saying? So a lot of us don't always know what mood or feeling. So it's very important for us to know what mood or feeling we're having. And when we start working this way, you're going to be hyper aware of what mood or feeling that you're having. So let's just randomly, let's go to the left side, the negative. Let's write down three off the top of our head. Who would like to give me the first negative mood or feeling? What's a good negative or a bad negative mood or feeling?
Anger.
Good. Anger. What else?
Frustration.
Good. Write that down. You're going to write them in those little boxes. Anger, frustration. What else?
Fear.
Doubt.
Fear. Good. Doubt. Good. Anything else?
Lack.
Oh, lack. Yes, good. Lack. Okay. Good. Okay. I would like you to, you know, you're going to go back here and you can fill them in, but you get the idea. Let's go to the positive side. And what are some positive things that we can write in there? Anyone can shout out.
Joy.
Love. Joy. I heard love and joy. And someone else was?
Peace.
Peace. Good. Write that down.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Excitement.
Excitement. You know which one I like? I like anticipation.
Oh,
anticipation.
Yeah.
Positive one. Yeah.
Would that be like expecting?
Yeah. Yep. Expecting is one. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay, good. Good. Now, when we're going through life, and we're having these moods or feelings, either love or expecting or fear or it's like we have this vibrational meter reader. It's like a vibe checker. Our moods and our feelings are a vibe checker. So it's like, you know, it's like when you walk into a room and you get a vibe off someone immediately. It's like the vibe goes, yes. I like them. Or it goes, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. Can you relate to that? Anyone here?
Yes.
So that's your vibrational meter reader. So we always have it. We need to depend on it more. Most of us don't depend on that vibrational meter reader enough. And what I encourage people to do always is to depend on it. And actually, as we work, you'll find out if it's really your intuition or if it's your ego. But you have to start to depend on what vibe you're getting. So that's so important, okay? So we're gonna move forward here. And one thing, you know what? I want to, somewhere on that paper, I want you to write job description. Doesn't matter where, just somewhere on that paper, job description. Because the law of attraction has a job description, and I went over this before, and it's got two words. Anyone remember what the description is, the two-word description?
To match the vibration.
Very good. Match vibration. So I want you to write job description for law of attraction, and from now on you can just write LOA. It's easier to just write LOA. Job description for law of attraction is to match vibration. So, when we are having a feeling or a mood that is love, law of attraction is going, ooh, love, I want to match it. And then if we're having the feeling of, I hate that person, we get the same thing, I hate that person. And that is crucial. Crucial. It's not judging what you're doing. It's not going, look at Wendy. She's so negative. She needs to be positive. What's wrong with her? I'm going to give her more negative, okay? And also, it's not going, law of attraction is not saying, oh, look, Connie is such a good person. I'm going to give her more good things. It's just matching the vibration. That's it. And when we think about that, there's some part of that that's very empowering, because it's not like we're trying to please the universe or please law of attraction or God or whatever. The universe has this law. It's just a law. That's it. And this law is just to match vibrations. What's the law to do? What?
To match vibration.
Yeah. And there's a lot of empowering, it's an empowering feeling to say, I don't need to try to be good, and then I'll get good things. It's not that. Or it's not like, oh, I'm so bad, I'm going to get so bad things because I'm such a bad person. So if anything, hopefully as we move through this, we'll start to go, oh, I can let that go. It's just going to match my vibration, so I get to choose what vibration. It's okay. All right. So under those two, it says at every moment. You see where we're at?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So at every moment, you're gonna fill this in. It's a long sentence, so get your pens ready. You're going to write this. At every moment, I'm sending... a negative or positive vibration? And at every moment, law of attraction is responding to that vibration. Now, this next part I want you to write in capitals. Respond to that vibration by giving me more of the same. And the next thing right after that is whether, what do you think? Fill in the blank. The next part is whether
I want it or not.
Want it or not, or negative or positive? Very
negative
good.
Or positive.
Oh, negative or positive.
You know what? I love that you said, who said I want it or not?
That was me, Wendy.
Good, Wendy. Thank you. Whether, because it's very interesting because, I didn't tell you this. All of this stuff is based on Michael Loge's book, who I worked with. And he used to say, a lot of times he didn't say negative or positive when he first started doing this work. He used to say, whether you like it or not, whether you want it or not, that's what's going to happen. But sometimes it's easier to say whether or not, negative or positive. So you're going to, who would like to volunteer to read that sentence back?
I'll do it, Kendall.
Thank you, Kendall.
At every moment, I am sending a negative or positive vibration. And at every moment, law of attraction is responding to that vibration by giving me more of the same, whether negative or positive.
Very good. Give yourself a round of applause. Let's say yay, Kendall. Awesome. Very good. Now, this has to do with your relationships, with money, with your career, with any aspect of your life this applies to. And it's always happening, whether you know it or not. We're just going to become really conscious of it. And that's where we're going to be empowered. So say yes if you like being empowered.
Yes.
It's really important to be empowered and to guide our own ship in life. That's what it's all about. So, and it's a lot of fun, actually. Once you get the swing of this, it's going to be like, whoa, I get it, let's go. And you're going to have the support of all of us. So it's going to be really fun. The next part where it says, do you see where it says words, results, relationships?
Yes.
We're going to talk about, I'm going to go over this quickly, the relationship between your words and the results you're getting in your life, what you're saying and the results that you're getting. So we're going to go through this. We're going to go through this right now because it's really, really important. We're going to look at how this is working in your life. So, in that very first box, I want you to imagine that there's a whole bunch of a dictionary turned upside down, and I shake the dictionary, and all those things that are in a dictionary fall into that box. What are those things that are in a dictionary?
Words.
Words. So please write words in that. Okay. So when we have words strung together. You know, the words are everywhere in the world. They're everywhere. I'm using them. You're reading them. You're thinking words. You're seeing words. You're feeling words. They're everywhere in the world. So this is a great place for us to start. So we're going to look at our words. And when we have a whole bunch of words in our head and we string a few words together, what is that called when we string words together in our head?
A sentence.
Our thoughts. Thank you very much. So please, there are sentences too, thank you, but we're going to look for thoughts here. So our words get strung together. So we're going to write thoughts in the second box. So those thoughts, you know, it's like those thoughts that we have and we just keep thinking maybe it's about one thing. Maybe it's about our job or work. And we, on some level, we keep saying, I really want that job. I really want that job. If I really get that job, then I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have this. I'm going to have this job. and I'm going to have this, and then I'm going to have that, and this is going to be really good about that job, and everything is around that job. All those thoughts are creating that thing that's coming out of you. What is that thing that's coming out of you?
Vibration.
Vibes.
Very good. Your vibe. So in the third box, you want to write vibe or vibrations. And there's two kinds of vibration. What kind of vibrations are there, everyone?
Positive and negative.
Very good. So you might want to, in that box, write a plus sign and a negative sign also. Okay? So we get these thoughts are creating this vibration. This vibration is going out into the world. And it's like jing, 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 jing. And it's just going out there. You might not be aware of it, but it's going out there because the law of attraction's job description is what?
To match
our vibrations. That's right. So it's matching our vibrations, and then it's giving us, what do you think, what's the last box?
Results.
Results. Very good. Write results in that last box. And for our purposes, we're just going to look at this. I mean, there's some gray areas, but for our purposes, for this class, we're going to say that there's only two kinds of results. What kind of results are there?
Positive and negative.
Very good. So write a positive and negative sign in that box too. So this is how the words we're thinking, saying, incorporating are creating the results in our life. So that last box can also be like your life. The result is what your life is. So we're going to go backwards now. So if you're having negative results in your life, then what did you have before?
Negative vibes.
And if you have negative vibes, what created those negative vibes?
Negative thoughts.
Thoughts.
Yep, negative thoughts. And the thoughts are made up from a whole bunch of?
Words.
Good. It's a very, on a big scale, I teach more than just this. There's actually a box that comes before that. We're not going to talk about that, but some of you understand that when I approach the work that I do with the Course in Miracles and spirituality, that comes before the word box. That comes before the word box. And the people I know, many of you have been studying a lot of spirituality. So it actually is, you are so much further along than most people. Say yes if you like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
If you understand what spirituality is, that's the box before the word. And if that box is working and you are connected in that box, then, boy, all the rest of the boxes, it's like home free. You can be a really master manifester, okay? So this is why very, very positive people can get negative results because they are saying and they're feeling negative things and they don't even realize it. Most of the time, you don't realize what's going on. But if you want to shift and have more positive results, you have to reset your words. We're going to talk about the words here because the words is a great place to start. There, see that little, it looks like a handle, but I want you to write on that thing, reset.
You mean the doorknob?
The doorknob, I know. It's supposed to be a button. I know. We're going to call it our reset doorknob.
Reset button.
Well, that's a reset button. I mean, who doesn't like a reset button? Reset buttons are awesome. Like if you have a computer or something and it goes all wonky and then you look and look and look, and what do you look for to start it all over again?
A hammer?
A button.
Sorry.
Before the hammer, a reset button.
Yes.
Are so awesome. awesome in mechanics than anything, and they can be in our life too. So the reset button is a way that we can shift getting the negative results, okay? So turn the page, and I want you to go to page 3. Now, page 3, in those 3 boxes on the top, I want you in the first box, I want you to write don't. Second box is not. And third box is, what do you think the third box is?
No.
Very good. Okay. Those 3 words, are they positive or negative, everyone?
Negative.
Negative.
They're negative. Okay.
Negative.
These are negative words. Negative words get what kind of results?
Negative
vibes.
Negative results, exactly. It puts out a negative vibe, and then you get a negative result. Now, these 3 words, I am telling you, this is huge. When you start to become aware, acutely aware in your life, about how many times you use those 3 words in your life, you will fall off your chair. Because, I mean, I know that there are some people on this call that are already doing this work. Now, they already can tell you that once they start to look at how many times they use don't, not, no, it's a big surprise. Say yes or no, those people that I'm talking to right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Big no.
It's a big, big thing. This is why what we're going to do is going to change your life, because it's going to make you ultra aware that there are so many times that you're saying don't, not, no. Okay? So if we can shift and not say don't, not, no, and eliminate those from our language, then we're going to start to go towards the good and not be pushing away from negative. Okay? Because if we keep pushing away from negative, is that a positive or is that a positive vibration?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
No. It is not.
Oh, pushing.
Oh, I thought you should. Okay.
And remember, everyone, what is the description for law of attraction?
To match the vibration.
So if I'm pushing away from negative, what am I going to get more of?
Negative.
Right.
Negative.
If I'm going towards positive, what am I going to get?
Positive.
It's going to match going towards, okay? So here's the deal. From now until the rest of your life, your homework is to eliminate those 3 words. Say yes if you will try to do that.
Yes.
Good girl. Good ladies. Awesome. Okay.
So can I ask one quick question?
Sure.
Could you give me an example how you say no to your children then?
You know what?
Sorry, Wendy.
That is a great question, Wendy. Thank you for sharing that.
Because
and
often it's a yes or no kind of question, right? Can I do this or can I have that or something? And sometimes the answer is going to be a negative.
First of all, this is in general, Wendy and everyone on the call, is that this is the ultimate of what we're going to go for. There's practicalities in the world that you're going to say no. If you don't want onions on your pizza, you say no onions. That's okay. Or you could say, you know what I mean, that's okay. But with kids, there's a couple of different things because it's come up a lot. It's come up so much, in fact, that in Michael Loge's book, he added a whole chapter about this, about kids.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And so you might want – but one thing I want to tell you, and I actually in the last round there was a guy that started doing this with his kids, and it was amazing. What he's written to me about his kids have completely changed. What I told him was – and it takes more work at the beginning because it's not – it's a little harder. Instead of saying no, the parent has to always give the positive alternative instead of saying no. So
say something like, well, we're moving toward this now, so that – I was going to say it's not the right time, but
when we say, when you say no to the kid, it's because you don't want them, because you really actually want them to do something or to make a different choice, correct?
Right. Yes.
You give them the positive choice instead of saying don't do that. So you try not to say don't eat ice cream. You go, let's have fruit.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And if they say no, then you say you're not allowed to say no or don't. We don't say those words anymore.
It's that.
Okay.
You know what?
Yeah, I've got you.
You should get the book because it's great. He's got all
these
games. There's games you can play with your kids that it's all about catching your parents saying don't, not, and no.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Kids get it really quickly. And they just start talking positive all the time. They will get it.
Okay.
So
I'm going to get the
help?
Book. Yes, thank you.
So you'll like it. You'll like it. And everyone here, you should get the book because it's everything that we're doing. Okay. All right. So I don't want to be late. That's one I use all the time. I don't want to be late. The opposite of the reset button is, so what do I want? What do I want? So right under there, I want you to write, so what do I want? So for example, what I just said, Wendy, you might say to your kids, to yourself, whatever, I don't want ice cream. Okay, so this is why diets don't work, because people say, I don't want ice cream. I shouldn't have that. Instead of coming from the place of going, so what do I want? What is healthy? What does feel good? So you go towards what you do want. That is a better vibration. It's a positive vibration. It's going to feel better, and it's not pushing away. It's going towards. Somewhere on your paper, I want you to write, it's not, I'm using that word specifically here, it's not about pushing away. It's all about going towards.
Like that.
Can someone say that to me? Repeat that.
It's not about pushing away.
Okay, well, everyone wants to go. Wants to go first. Say your name first. I think I heard
Rose.
Jennifer.
Oh.
Rose, go.
Oh, it's not about pushing away. It's all about going towards it.
Good. Okay. That is the theme of everything that we're going to do over the next 4 weeks. Say yes if you like that.
Yes.
Because if I were to stop right now and just start talking to you about looking at your day today and really looking at all the ways and all the things that you are pushing against, we'd all be here for a while. Am I right?
Yeah.
It is who we are. We get what we vibrate. So if we're constantly pushing against, we're going to get pushing against. And you're going to become really aware of that. So we're going to move on. Now, this is one of my favorite parts. Let's go back. So what do I want is the reset button is, so what do I want? So you say, I don't want that. And then you ask yourself, wait a second, so what do I want? Does that make sense, everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So when you catch yourself saying no or don't or not, your reset button is, everyone say it along with me, so
what do I want?
Good. Okay. So the next thing is so obvious. When the words change, I change my vibration. I want you to fill that in. When the words change, I change my vibration. Because you're going to go towards something instead of pushing away from something. That's a, from a negative to a positive vibration. Now, who wants to volunteer to what? And it says I can only. What do you think this mean? This here, because about vibrations, it's about vibration. I can only have
one vibration at a time.
Very good. That's what we're going to write there. I can only have one vibration at a time. Please fill that in.
Thank God.
All right.
Bim.
Good. Okay. Say yes if you're caught up with that.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Cool. Okay. Now, one of the places where we have to be very, 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 very in tune, and we actually are in tune, is in relationships. Relationships are an area that is really, really important for us to look at. We have relationships with other people. We have relationships with things. We have relationships all the time. But for right now, we're going to look at this radio dial here. And I want you to, around about 95, I want you to write a vertical line up and down where 95 is, okay? So everything from 50 to 100 is going to be positive, and everything from 0 to 50 is going to be negative. So we have a line at 95, and I want you to write another line around 30. Okay. So if we are having a high vibe day, or if we're high vibration, we're feeling, which means we're feeling really positive, we're feeling really good, everything's going really good, we might be at a 95. Capiche? You get that, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you're having this great day, really wonderful day. Everything's really going wonderful. It's really going great. And then your phone rings, and you look at the caller, and you go, oh, God, it's her. Whoever her is to you, you immediately go, oh, boy, it's negative Nelly. Or it's Downer Danny, whatever. Somebody that makes your vibe, does your vibe go up or go down?
Down.
Goes down. That's right. So negative Nelly is over at 35 down here, okay? So she makes your vibe just go, ugh, okay? Now, between 35 and 95, I want you to write an archway, like a rainbow from one to the other. And on that archway, I want you to write resistance. So it doesn't matter where you're at. But usually if you are on the upper side, you can usually feel the resistance to somebody else. So if negative Nelly is there, and you go, wait a second, I don't like that. That doesn't feel good. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. That is the resistance you have to that person.
Is that pushing away?
Say again?
Is that pushing it away?
No,
would that cause more negative? If you didn't want to pick up the phone.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's another story. Okay.
Yes. It is. I mean, on some level it is. You don't want to pick up the phone because it doesn't feel good. You don't like it. And so it doesn't feel good. So what you want to – so what we're just mapping out here is that when people are at one vibration, you're at another vibration, you feel resistance. You feel that very closely with your family a lot. Say yes if you can relate to that.
Yeah.
So – what happens with most of us, and here's where the real technical kind of how we're going to start working is on some level, is that, before that I'm going to come back to that. Underneath it says the distance between.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to write my vibration and someone else's vibe, or my vibe and someone else's vibe. is equal to how much resistance I have. So, the distance between my vibration and someone else's vibration is equal to how much resistance I have. We're all on the same page. You see what I'm saying? You hear what I'm talking about, everyone?
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So, we have resistance between with these people. Fine. Whatever. But what we tend to do, not all the time, but many times, you will pick up your phone. You will, it all depends. But Negative Nelly will call. And then you will go, you'll pick up the phone and you'll go, oh, hi, Negative Nelly. You were watching a TV and having a great time and la, la, la. And then you pick up the phone and you go, oh, hi. So what we tend to do is we go to the other person's vibration. That is what we need to be really aware of. And on your page, right underneath that, I want you to write mind, my vibration. Because when we start to shift off of our vibration and we go to another vibration, what does law of attraction do?
Matches it.
It matches it. That's right. So in any particular day, because we're not conscious, we're going from 95 to 25 to 75 to 95 to 85 to 30 to 10 to 95. So when we're doing that all the time, is there going to be a consistency in results?
No.
No.
No. No. You see how applicable this is to your life? Say yes if you can see how the applicability.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because when you're aware of it, you have to. What are those three words I just had you write? Let's all say them together.
Mind
my vibration. One, two, three. Let's say it together.
My vibration.
If we mind our vibration, you know what? We're going to get consistent results. If you're not getting consistent results, it's because you're not minding your vibration on some level. You're allowing it to go back and forth. You're allowing it to go. Sometimes sometimes it shifts, of course. I mean, we're not here to be like positive Polly all the time. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about being aware that, oh, that doesn't feel good. I'm going to go towards what feels good. I'm going to go towards what feels good. Okay? So, in underneath that, how can I mind my own vibration? This is important. When you watch news with a lot of violence, what happens to your vibration?
It goes down.
Mm-hmm. If you watch something that's educational or inspirational, what happens to your vibration?
Goes up.
Mm-hmm. And when you're around positive people, your vibration is?
Goes up.
You're around negative people?
Goes down.
You can be as strong as you can be, but if that vibration is around you a lot, it's like, you know, it's like battling uphill. So what I want you to write after that, how can I mind my own vibration? By being selective. About what I'm watching. Listening. Reading, and then write just etc. Being selective about what I'm watching, listening, reading, or etc. So just being very selective and going, oh, you know what? Because everything is about, when we're working with the law of attraction, we want to get positive results. We're going to try to shift towards the
positive.
Right. So your awareness of shifting your don't not knows, and then being aware again about what you're putting in your head and what you're saying and what you're talking about and the kind of people around, and we're going to talk about that in a second, is going to really shift you. It's really going to shift you. Good. Okay. So we're going to go a little bit longer than an hour. Are you all okay with that?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So we're going to get into some meat about your first tool and your first step for this week coming up. But up until everything that we've talked about, is there any questions or comments?
I can't talk. I can't read. I can't watch TV.
For me.
Can't is a form of not.
You're just shutting me down, Max. I'm just going to learn sign language. And I can't, I'm not supposed to read my serial killer books anymore.
Hold on. Is that Kendall?
Yes.
Kendall? No, it's good. I'm glad that you brought this up. It's really important. This is not about what you're, it's about what the, we're going to talk about this later. It's not about the words or about the form. It's the feeling it gives you.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Well, how rotten am I if reading a serial killer book makes me feel good? I'm just checking out.
That's fine. It doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, one of the things that's important, and we, at the, you know, it's really important that we're conscious about what's coming into us by the people that are around us, the things we're reading. Just being conscious is the first thing. The second is going, is this making me feel good? Is this really serving me? I want you to write this down, everyone. This is the question. Is this serving me? And serving me, when I say serving me, it means, is it helping me to grow? Is it helping me to move forward in my life? Is it help? Not that everything has to be like that all the time, but it's got to be a little bit of, you know what I mean? If it's tearing me down and making me feel like crap and guilty and whatever, that's probably not serving you. Yes or no?
Absolutely
yes.
Not.
Yes.
Right. So Kendall, it's like everyone here, you know what I mean? Everyone here has got something that someone go, oh, serial killer novels make me want to retch. But for you, it makes you feel good. So do it.
Okay. And stalk at
relative.
The same time?
It's all relative. It's all relative. Now, the other thing, this is so important, and especially for women, is I want you to write this. I want you to write selfish equals self-care.
Exactly.
Yep. So yes, if you agree with that.
Yes.
Yes.
It's hard for many women in this society to really be selfish and not feel bad about it. And that's not good. Men can be selfish all the time. We're easy. But it's really important if we're going to mind our vibration and we really want to have better results and we want to have more love and more peace and more flow in our life, we have to be very, very, very aware of how we're taking care of ourselves. Very aware. And that is all about minding our vibration. What are you putting in? What are you taking in? What are you putting out? That's minding your vibration. Really important. All right, we're going to move on. So please turn to page 4. Is there all those questions answered, everyone?
Yeah.
Cool. Now, what we're going to learn in this is this three-step formula. Now, we're going to go a little bit fast here, and you're just going to fill in some stuff. So at the beginning, at the top, it says three-step formula for deliberate attraction. Step one, I want you to write, ID my desire.
ID?
Yeah, like identify.
Oh, okay.
Right,
oh,
identify.
Oh.
ID my desire. Figure out my desire. Identify my desire. Okay? Skip the tool for right now, and I want you to go to step two. Step two is give my desire attention. And I would like you to skip the tool. And in three, I just want you to write allow. Okay? So, very quickly, I'm going to go through these three steps. Each week, we're going to work on a different step, and we're going to have a different tool that we're going to work with each week. So, one of the first things we have to do to get a different result is we have to know what we want. Say yes if you understand that.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, most of us don't always know what we want in a particular area. Or we think we know what we want, but when we start to work on it, we realize we don't really know what we want. And if we are giving out a hazy wave, crazy vibration, what is the law of attraction going to give us?
A hazy wave, crazy vibration.
A hazy wave, crazy result. Exactly. So, to get clear about your desire is the first thing. And the way that we do that is that we look at what we don't want in any situation. We particularly, I know I'm using don't for a very specific reason. We're going to, our first assignment is going to be about identifying your desire. So, you want to make sure that you look at what you don't want so that you know what you do want. It's in this world, we're going to call what we don't want the contrast. We're going to use that in the next thing, okay? Just that's, I want you to write under tool, I want you to write clarity through contrast worksheet. Clarity through contrast worksheet. That's a tool we're going to work on this week. So I'm going to just go through. Step two is once you get really clear about what you want, I'm just going to give you an example. Say it's I want that's a job, my ideal job. So my job is I'm just going to be silly and funny and say my ideal job is sitting in a cubicle in front of a computer and having no light. I'm being silly right now. But for someone, that feels good. Does that make sense? Someone likes that. Not for me. Somebody likes that. And so I would get really clear. I'd say, that's what I want for my ideal job. And then I would start to give my attention to those things, to the computer, to no light, to a cubicle. And then if I give my attention to a cubicle, what's law of attraction going to give me?
A cubicle.
Lower lights.
So that's when you give your desire attention, okay? Now, and I don't worry about the tool for step two yet because we're going to talk about that later. Number three is then, this is the part where most of the work you're going to have in the world is the number three, is the allowing part. The allowing part is that when we don't allow the universe, God, spirit, the law of attraction, allow it to manifest for us. Because most of the time, we want to go out there and try to make it happen. Instead of knowing what we want, focusing on it, and taking some action, but we try to manipulate it too much instead of allow us. So number three is really big. We're going to work on that in the third week, but not this week. Allowing part is everything to do with how fast things come to you. the more we allow it to come, the quicker it's going to manifest in our life. Does that make sense, everyone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're not allowing it, we're resisting it. And if we have resistance, it holds it. Is it holding it closer to us or further away?
Further away.
Further away.
Further away. Good. So under that, it says the speed at which I want you to write LOA, law of attraction, will manifest my desire is equal to how much I'm allowing. Can someone read that back to me?
Sure, I can do it, Max. It's Wendy.
Okay, Wendy.
The speed at which law of attraction will manifest my desire is equal to how much I am allowing.
Very good. Okay, good. Now, that's understandable, everyone, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Under it says contrast, I want you to write contrast equals anything that doesn't feel good. Anything that doesn't feel good. Turn the page. Okay. This is a sheet that you are going to use this week. You are going to choose something. Your homework is going to be to do this clarity through contrast worksheet. I'm going to go through it right now, really quickly. Now, you can see that there's two sides. What is the left side titled?
Contrast, what I don't like.
Contrast.
Yep. And what's the right side?
Clarity.
Clarity.
What I do.
Exactly. And what I do like or what I do want, what feels good. So it could be what I like, what feels good, whatever. So you're going to pick something. It doesn't, for our purposes for this, just pick whatever. It doesn't matter right now. It can be you could be my ideal home, my ideal job, my ideal relationship, my ideal partner, my ideal business partner, my ideal marketing thing. It doesn't matter, really, actually. This is to get you into a practice, because this sheet right here is a sheet that's going to literally, it will change your life. And my goal for you in this 4 weeks is that you start to use these all the time. You can use them all the time, okay? So what I would do, the first thing that I said about the cubicle, let's just take that example. I would say my ideal job, and I first, this is important, I first go to what I don't want, because it's called the clarity through contrast sheet. You probably will want to, you have to appease me at the beginning when we start doing this. Once you learn it, you can switch it around whatever you want. But I think it's important at the beginning to say, what don't I want so I can find what I do want? So, for example, what I said about the cubicle, that character, that guy, whatever, if he wanted the cubicle, he found it because he really went, number one, he'd say, I don't want a big open office. That doesn't make me feel good, right? And then immediately across on number one, he would write, I do like cubicles. That feels good. You following me, everyone?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to do, I'd like a volunteer. Who would like to volunteer right now for just one or two things?
I don't mind, Max, if nobody else wants to.
Okay, Wendy. I'd like you to just tell me one thing about your ideal job that doesn't feel good, that you wouldn't want.
What I wouldn't want is to have a structured schedule that I have to follow someone else's. schedule.
Okay. Let's compartmentalize it or make it shorter. So let's just say
set hours. How about that? Some set
hours.
Set hours.
Set hours. Good. So you would write in number one. You'd write set hours. Okay. What is the opposite of set hours?
Flexible.
And my own choices.
Very good. So then you, on the other side, under clarity, you'd write flexible my own hours. Okay? Now, this is important. You would look at it and you would literally, you'd cross out set hours and you'd write flexible hours, my hours.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so
give me
cross
one
it
other.
Out before.
Cross it out. Oops, I don't know what that meant, but that's okay. Yeah, you'd say, I don't want rigid hours, whatever. You'd cross it out, and then on the other side you'd say, oh, I want flexible hours.
Okay.
Okay. What's one more thing?
I don't want a job that is away from home.
Okay. Okay, you don't want to travel.
No, that... Well, I know what I want. I want to work, be able to work from home. So I don't know how I'd put a contrast. Would be, I don't know what that would be. Work.
No office.
You don't want to go anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. This is where we want to use don't, not know, everyone, just so you know. Okay. So you don't want to travel. You don't want to leave your home. Right?
Yeah, well, for the most part, right? For the most
okay,
part.
Well, that's fine. Let's just take it for now. That's fine. So
yeah.
So you're going to say, I don't want to travel, or I don't want to leave home for work. And then you're going to cross that out, and you're under number two, you're going to write work from home, basically, right? Is everyone following what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay. So if I was going to do my ideal lover, I don't want someone that snores. I want someone that
sleeps soundly.
That's right. I don't want someone that's cheap. I want someone that is
generous.
Generous.
Generous. Okay. Everyone get what we're doing?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, this is your home. This is your home. Do this. Do this. Do this. You're going to at least 10. They're here. Here, you can do more, but at least 10, you can choose whatever you want to do. Now, I want to really be clear about this, is that whatever you pick, do your best to stay in that category, because and this isn't about making you feel bad or good or having affirmations or anything. That's nothing about that. It's nothing about that. It's all about going, what's my perfect home? Oh, my perfect home is not small, it's big. My perfect home is not in America, it's in France. My perfect home is not cramped, it's very big. My perfect home is, it's very, and it doesn't have to be, and it stays in the same thing. And it just gets you very specific about what you want. I will guarantee you that when you go through this, and especially if you will challenge yourself to do the contrast side first, you will realize you're much more specific and you will want more things than you thought. You'll be more specific about the things that you thought. Because what our brain will tend to do is go, oh, I know my perfect job. That sounds great. That sounds great. I think I want this. And then you go, I think I want. But really, inside, you're very specific about what you really want. Literally, down to the color of the desk that you want. Down to, you know, if you have the choice between a black desk and an orange desk, you're going to pick a black one or an orange one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If that's going to be that specific, it's so much better. Because what's the law of attraction's job?
It's to match
vibration.
Right. So if we want an orange desk, we have to have the vibration of a
Orange desk.
Now, I only give you that super, super specific right now just to, because I want you to go overboard on some level about, oh, my goodness, I do want to be really specific. As we move on, I'm going to actually contradict myself a little bit right now, later on, but for right now, I want to tell you to be specific. Okay. So, do you have any questions about the Clarity Through Contrast worksheet?
No.
Who's that?
That was Rose.
Rose?
That's, yeah.
That sounded like there was a question under there.
No. Yeah, it's all good. Seriously.
What, you need help?
No, I don't need any help. I'm being silly. It just makes it really clear on really what we want and be honest about it and not shortchange ourselves for the things in life that we desire.
Yeah. Because you know what you're addressing there, Rose, is I think that a lot of people don't do this work because they have fear.
Yeah, exactly.
And fear that if they really say what they want, that they're not going to get it. That's one of the fears. Anyone relate to that?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
That's okay. Allow yourself to feel that and just do it anyway for right now. It's okay. Just go, okay, I'm just going to try this. It's a new thing. Okay? So your homework is to do that, and then you're going to email it to me. Next Tuesday is our next class, and you're going to email it to me. I would like it by Saturday. Now, tonight I'm going to put the recording on, and I'm also going to put blank a PDF and also a Word document so you can print out blank Clarity Through Contrast worksheets for yourself. So you can do that on your own, writing it down. Now, you can use the document that you, if you want to, and fill it in and then send it back to me. Or you can just do it in an email. Here's what I don't want and here's what I do want. Just list it that way. You can scan it if you want to. It doesn't matter as long as I get one of your things, because my main thing is I want to see that you did it correctly and that I can give you some pointers of how to make it better.
Okay.
So we understand our homework, everyone?
Yes, I do.
Now, my email is all different, everyone. There's been a big, huge thing. So please write down my new email address. It's mr@maxryan.net. Pretty straightforward. The other one that says the Magic of Life Coach is no longer. If you tried to do it, you probably got bounced. Okay. So mr@maxryan.net. I have been thinking talk about law of attraction. I have been thinking I need to change everything over to maxryan.net since I changed it. It's been in the back of my head. And look it. All
it happened.
Part, I had to do it. I was
did it for you.
By then created it. I wish it was a little easier, but what a...
Max, it's Wendy. Do you need me?
Do you want to? You can go if you need to.
Can I go? Okay, yes, I do. I'm sorry. So I'll send this off to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Wendy. All right. Everyone else, really quickly, who wants to volunteer to say one thing that they learned today?
Max, it's for me. Hi, Jennifer. For me, I really hit home. It's not about pushing away. It's about going towards. That really hit home for me today.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you. And Who would like to volunteer to say one thing that they're going to do differently this week?
Mind my memories.
Rose and then Connie. Yeah. Rose?
Okay. To beware of not using the words don't, not, and no.
Good.
And being creative and finding a more positive result.
Very good. And what's the reset button?
What do I want?
Very good. Let's all say it together. So?
What do I want?
Okay, so when we come up to those negative things, those don't, not, and no's, it's so easy. You go, I said no. You have such an easy tool now to go, okay, so what do I want? And then you fill it in, and your vibration changes from negative to? Good. Thank you, Rose. Connie, what are you going to do differently?
I'm going to mind my vibration more, and actually I have a question.
Sure.
Back when we were talking about friends lowering their vibration and the phone ringing.
Yes.
Is one option to not answer the phone, or is that avoidance?
Everything. First of all, everything does come back to our feelings. It comes back to what the vibration. If you feel better not answering the phone, then don't answer the phone. If you know that, if you feel like, ooh, that's avoiding, that doesn't feel right, then answer
mm-hmm.
the phone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And what happens anyway, everyone, those negative Nellies, the more we shift and the more we change, we don't vibrate at we're not having a similar vibration anymore, so there's not going to be as many of those to deal with.
You know, I can report a victory on that score. I had someone who was constantly putting me down, and she always said, it feels so good to talk to you because I always feel better, and, you know, I always give her a boost or talk and really pretty
yeah.
much try to turn her around. And actually, she has not called in a couple of weeks.
Ah, huh? Mm-hmm. Your vibration changed.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where this work really changes your life. It really does. And I know Jennifer's had some great experiences like that, too.
Yeah, I actually had the same kind of experience this week, Connie, with a friend, too. You know, they just haven't called. And then I was thinking the other day, I'm like, wow, I haven't heard from her. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, I missed the fun, but.
Yeah, but it's good to be conscious. Everything that we're doing in this class is to be more of a conscious creator instead of unconscious, walking around unconsciously. So you're conscious now. So now you can make a choice. You can make a choice. You know, the Course in Miracles says that the greatest power we have is our power of choice. So now when you have a choice, you can make a different one. So you have a different choice. So good for you. All right, everyone. Any more questions before we wrap up? And I do have to say, I know we're an hour and 25 minutes into this. Our other classes are not going to be this long. It's just that we had to do more. So are there any more questions before we wrap up?
No.
Okay. You've been great students. I want you all to give yourself a round of applause. Yay. Great. I will look forward to your emails for your homework. And if you have any questions at all, just email me and let me know what you need. Okay, everyone?
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday at the same time. Bye.
Bye. Bye now. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.